death, it's actually a battle of two histories.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new family book, The Genesis of a Legacy. Well, Ken, that sounded somewhat perplexing. How can death be a battle about history?
Well, Mark, we live in a world of death. Animals die, people die, death, suffering, bloodshed, violence, disease, they pervade this world. How did it all happen? Why do we have a world so full of life and yet totally permeated by death? Well, if we take the book of Genesis as literal history, then death is an intrusion into this world. The Bible describes it as an enemy. The first man, Adam, rebelled against God, and as a result, the once perfect world suffered corruption. Paul says the whole cosmos groans because of sin. But the Bible also reveals that one day death will be thrown into the lake of fire. There'll be a new heavens and earth restored to the way it was before sin. But if you believe in millions of years for the age of the earth and the universe, then you also accept that the fossil layers full of dead things were formed over millions of years before man. Thus, you see, you have this history based on man's belief that teaches death, disease, violence and bloodshed have always been there, but the Bible's history teaches us that they are a result of sin. What a stark contrast. But think about it. Only the Bible's account concerning death gives us hope.
Why is there so much death and violence in this world? You can find the answer to that question on our website, answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.